愿大家平安。今天下午的题目是在基督里的新人。
Our topic this afternoon is new creation in Christ.
前天我在网络上面看到一则漫画。
A couple of days ago on the internet, I saw a comic.
啊，这个是两格的漫画。
It's a two picture comic.
左边那个漫画是2021年。
On the left, it's 2021.
有一个人拉着一台车。拉着一台 trolley.
There was a person pulling a trolley.
啊，里面呢有很多旧的东西。
And in it were a lot of old things.
那右面那一个呢是2022年。
The one on the picture on the right is 2022.
那同一个人又拉着一台车，里面所有东西都变得新的，礼物很漂亮。
And the same person pulling the same trolley, but in it were all new things.
然后这个漫画里面上面有一个标题。
And the subtitle of this comic.
他说：“新年真的会带给人新希望吗？”
Will the new year truly bring us new hope?
啊，其实答案是否定的。
In fact, the answer is negative.
新年本身并不会带给人的新希望。
New year itself will not bring us new hope.
能够带给人新希望的是谁？
Who can bring us new hope?
只有那个创造新事的，把旧变成新的神才有办法。
It is only God who has created new from old.
哎，我看这个漫画觉得蛮有感触的。
When I saw this comic, I reflected on it.
哎，大家都在等旧的年赶快过去，新的年赶快来。
And everyone is waiting for the new year to pass and the old year to pass and the new year to come.
大家有一种错觉，只是这一年跨了，什么都变新的了。
And everybody has this misconception that once the old year is gone, everything is going to be new.
那其实时间过了，这隔了一天也没有改变了。
Time has passed, a new day has come, and nothing has changed.
我们不是每年都在过年吗？
Aren't we living a new year every day?
你会因为过了一年就自动改变吗？
Will you change automatically because there is a new year?
旧的问题就会自动消失吗？
Will the old problem resolve by itself?
啊，过年本身并不会带来任何的改变。
New year will not bring any change.
真正的改变是怎么得来的？
How do we truly experience new change?
我们看哥林多后书的第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
啊，十七节。
Verse 17.
哥林多后书五章的十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
这句话应该跟新年本身没有什么关联。
And this verse has nothing to do with the new year.
因为新年本身不会带来改变，除非你在基督里面。
New year itself will not bring any change unless you're in Christ.
你有改变，你不用等一月一号。
If you want to change, you don't have to wait for January 1st.
一年任何一天，你都可以有新的改变。
Because any day, in a year, you can experience.
只要你愿意在基督里。
As long as you're willing to be in Christ.
因为我们所拜的主耶稣基督。
Because the Lord Jesus we worship.
他是创造新事的一个神。
He is the God who created a new world.
啊，当这个世界一开始的时候，他已经创造了一次，这是天地万物。
When this, at the very beginning of time, he had already made his first creation, that is the heaven and the earth.
包括这个宇宙。
Including the universe.
也包括人。
Including humans.
但是现在的一些东西已经变旧了。
However, these things have now become old.
人已经败坏了。
Humans have become corrupted.
这个世界也跟以前不一样了。
This world is different from the past.
但是主耶稣可以做第二次的创造。
Our Lord Jesus can have a second creation.
这一次的创造是在我们里面心灵的创造。
And this new creation is in us spiritually.
那要怎么样在基督里面被新创造？
And how do we become a new being in this new creation?
我们来讲三点。
We'll raise three points.
第一点。
First.
我们要穿上新衣。
First, we have to put on a new being.
New clothes.
A new clothes.
啊，我们新年很多人都会买新的衣服。
In a new year, we all want to put on new clothes.
啊，那我们不单只要穿物质上的新的衣服啊。
Not only we have to put on physically new clothes.
我们要穿上属灵的新衣服。
We also have to put on spiritually new clothes.
那请问是什么牌子是新的衣服？
Let me ask you, what brand is this new clothes?
我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
二第三章。
chapter
3, 26节
verse 26。
加拉太三章二十六节
Galatians chapter 3 verse 26、
啊、所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子二十七节
27,
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了
26, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus 27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ
这里保罗告诉我们、啊、我们要穿衣服要挑对牌子来穿
Here Paul tells us that when we put on spiritual clothes, we have to make sure that we have the correct brand.、
嗯啊、当然今天有人穿衣服很看重什么牌啦什么品质啦好不好看啊
And today, a lot of us, when we put on clothes, we tend to emphasize on what brand, what fabrics, and whether it looks good on us.、
啊、中文有句话先敬罗衣后敬人就是说看到你就先看看你穿什么衣服来评论你啊
There's a Chinese saying that goes something like this, that when you look at a person, you first judge that person from their clothes and then from the person himself.
穿衣服本身也是很重要。
So it is clothing is very important.
你什么场合要穿什么衣服。
You would have to dress appropriately for different circumstances.
什么身份要穿什么的衣服。
And you have to dress appropriately for your status.
甚至什么的工作要穿什么的工作服。
And even certain work requires certain uniforms.
所以衣服不能随便穿的。
So you cannot dress casually.
尤其是不同的工作，你要穿不同的衣服。
Especially if you are in a different job, you probably have to wear its uniform.
你当士兵，你不能穿睡衣去打仗。
If you are a soldier, you cannot dress in pajamas to go to battle.
你开飞机也不能穿牛仔裤坐在那个控制台那个驾驶室。
If you are the pilot, you cannot dress in jeans and sit in the cockpit.
那医生有一个医生袍啊。
Doctors have their lab coats.
所以其实衣服本身就是一种身份的一种象征，还有身份的一种认定。
And clothing itself actually shows your status in society as well as who you are as a person.
那我们没有认识主之前是穿什么衣服
？Before we believe in the Lord, what clothing have we put on?
我们看亚当夏娃。
Let's take a look at Adam and Eve.
看创世纪的第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
第七节。
Genesis chapter 3 verse 7.
三章的第七节。
Chapter 3 verse 7.
请读
Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings.
原来亚当夏娃犯了罪之后
，After Adam and Eve sinned,
他们发觉自己很羞耻啊，没有穿衣服啊。
They felt shamed because they were naked.
其实这个是因为罪恶感带来的羞耻。
In fact, this shame was brought on by sin.
其实他们是夫妻，不穿衣服有什么关系？全世界也没有别人。
There were husband and wife, so what if they were naked? There is no third person in the world.
但是人犯了罪就有羞耻感。
Or if humans, because we have sinned, we become ashamed.
有羞耻，就想把自己的羞耻的部分遮盖起来。
If we become ashamed of ourselves, we will try to cover up our shame.
所以你偷偷摸摸做了什么事，不见得人的那个肯定不是好事。
So what you have done in secret that cannot be revealed to others, it's usually bad.
啊，当时亚当夏娃没有别的方法。
In those days, there were nothing that Adam and Eve could do.
就随便抓了一些无花果树来编做裙子。
So they took some fig leaves and sewed them together.
这是世界全人类第一件的时装，用无花果树的叶子编成的。
This is the very first fashion of humans, and it's made of fig leaves.
不是为了好看，用来遮住羞耻。
And they were made not for the sake of looking good, but rather to cover shame.
这个就是人类以前的身份。
This is the status of a human in the early days.
我们有罪。
We have sinned.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
但是我们又解决不了。
But there's nothing we can do about it.
又解决不了自己的问题。
We cannot resolve our own issues.
我们只想去遮盖它，遮掩它，不让人家看见，不让人家谈论。
All we could do is to cover them up so that no one will discuss them.
甚至我们想把自己遮住，神也看不见我。
And we even want to cover ourselves up so that God will not see us.
这个世界不是这样吗？很多人不相信有神。
Isn't this what the world is like today? A lot of people don't believe in God.
不是他们真的觉得没有神。
It is not because they don't believe there is a God.
而是他们不敢相信有神啊。
Rather, they refuse to believe that there is a God.
我做了个莫害事，我违背自己的良心。如果我相信有神，那我怎么跟自己有交代
？I have done so many bad things that are against my own conscience. If I believe there is a God, how do I settle my account?
最简单的方法就是相信没有神。
So the easiest way is to deny there is a God.
没有神就没有审判，我就不用良心不安。
If there is no God, there is no judgment, and I don't have to feel guilty conscious.
所以你看现在的文化不是都把神拿走了，把神的标准、道德标准都拿走了吗？
So if you take a look at all the cultures today, they have taken away God, they have taken away the standards of God.
他把自己藏起来了。
We have hidden ourselves.
所以现代人虽然穿着很多名牌衣服，时装也很漂亮。
And so to people today,They were wearing brand clothing and they looked beautiful and handsome.
其实属灵上面每一个人都在穿无花果做的叶子做的裙子啊。
Spiritually speaking, all of us are dressed with fig leaves sewn together.
你用自己的方法把它盖住，一下子这个叶子都干了，都掉下来了。
We use our own ways to cover our shame, but pretty soon these leaves would wither and die away.
你解决不了罪的问题。
Because we have not resolved the issue of sin.
你只是说哦，每年都新年快乐，什么都会好，明天会更好，不会更好，这个世界会有更好过吗？
And all we can say is Happy New Year to one another and hope that tomorrow will be better, but tomorrow will not be better.
这个世界只要有人就不会更好。
If there's a human living on earth, this world will not be better.
因为人有罪性。
Because humans are sinful in nature.
但是神要救我们。
But who is going to save us?
神要把新的衣服给我们。
God will save us. He will give us new clothing.
他给亚当一套新的衣服。
God has given Adam a new set of clothing.
二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节，亚当给他妻子啊，二十一节。
21.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
21. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them.
哇，这个是神做的衣服。
These are clothing made by God.
啊，皮子的衣服是要抓一只动物来。
And to make tunics of skin, it has to first take an animal.
要宰了这只动物，流血。
To kill the animal, shed blood.
把它的皮剥开。
And take off its hide.
啊，再处理了才可以给人穿。
And after processing it, then it becomes clothes.
啊，这个皮子衣服很好，很保暖。
And this tunics of skin is very warm.
也不会干掉，也不会掉下来。
It will not wither. It will not dry up.
我今天看报纸，有一个人，有一个印第安人，加拿大Winnipeg 那一边。
And I was reading paper. There was a person, a native from Winnipeg.
他去打猎。
He went hunting.
他坐那个 snowmobile 啊，那个雪车去打猎，结果去到外面，那个雪车 break down 了，坏掉了。
And he was on his snowmobile and went out hunting. Halfway there.The snowmobile broke down.
结果在零下十几二十度那边啊，迷路了五天时间。
He was lost in the wilderness for 5 days and in sub-zero temperatures.
啊，后来被救起来的时候
，And when he was finally rescued,
他两只手都被冻伤了，要切掉了。
His hands were frozen and was suffering from frostbite and has to be amputated.
但是他的命还保存住。
However, he still had his life. His life was spared.
他说为什么呢
？And why?
他说我穿了这个皮衣很好。
He said I was wearing a very warm leather clothing.
他不是穿加拿大鹅啊。
He was not wearing a Canadian.
你穿加拿大鹅在野外五天也是冷死。
If you're wearing Canadian goose and you were in the wilderness for 5 days, you'll probably freeze to death.
他穿那个印第安人那么抓到的动物那个皮草啊，很粗糙的皮草，包在身体里面。
He was wearing fur, that were made from real animals' skins, and it was very warm.
所以在野外五天，他都那个体温都没有失去。
So in the wilderness, he was there for 5 days and had not lost his body temperature.
为什么手被割掉了？因为他手套被吹走了，所以那个手就冻坏了。
He had to amputate his hands because he lost his gloves.
但是身体有保住命。
But his life was spared.
他说我这件皮草好，他要替他原住民的这些衣服来卖广告。
And he said my fur clothing was very good, and he's trying to promote native fur clothing.
他的衣服哪里来的？打猎来的。
And how did he get his fur clothing? From hunting.
当然现在环保团体不建议人家穿皮草啊。
And of course, a lot of environmentalists today do not recommend people to wear fur.
但是属灵上来说，你看主耶稣，神就为亚当做皮草啊。
But if you take a look at the Bible, God has made a fur clothing.
皮草很保暖呢。
Because they are very warm.
又可以遮身体啊。
It can cover shame.
又不会丢掉，又不会干掉，又不会掉下来啊。
And they will not wither and dry up.
这个是一个预表。
This is a prefiguration.
这一只被杀的动物是谁？
And what is this animal that was being killed?
是预表神的羔羊。
This animal prefigures the Lamb of God.
是预表主耶稣基督。
It prefigures Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督为你为我死了。
And our Lord Jesus Christ died for you and I.
为我们流血，生命都献上了。
He shed his blood for you and I and offered his life.
就给你这件皮衣。
In order to give you this tunic of skin.
最宝贵的。
The most precious one.
那这件最宝贵的牌子就是耶稣牌。
And this very precious brand, Jesus Christ.
给你一辈子穿。
It is for you to wear an entire life.
这件衣服是从主耶稣的生命换回来的。
And this clothing was in exchange for the life of Christ.
你什么时候可以穿上这件衣服？
When will you be able to put on this clothing?
再看回来加拉太三章二十七节。
Let's turn back to Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
刚刚读过的，你们受洗归入基督，就是披戴基督。
That we have read this earlier, that when you put on, when you are baptized into God, you are putting on Christ.
Baptized into Christ.
So you are baptized into Christ, you have put on Christ.
你是受洗的时候才可以穿上这件衣服。
That you will only put on this clothing after you have become, you are baptized.
一般基督教他们说你相信了你就披戴主耶稣了。
And most Christian denomination says that once you believe in God, you have put on Christ.
你就有基督徒的身份。
You will have the identity of a Christian.
不是的，你要受洗，你要接受正确的大水洗，受洗才归入基督，才是披戴基督。
This is not correct. You have to be baptized in the right mode and in order to put on Christ.
你还没有受洗，你还没披戴基督。
If you are not baptized, you have not put on Christ.
所以，如果我们还没受洗，还在慕道，要赶紧把握机会受洗。
If you have not baptized into the church, you should seize opportunity to baptize as soon as you can.
但是披戴基督也是一种身份的提醒。
And to putting on Christ is a reminder of our identity.
除了我们受洗披戴基督之外。
Other than after baptized, we put on Christ.
我们要天天披戴基督啊。
We have to put on Christ every day.
我们基督徒的身份不是一个礼拜来一次守安息的时候才穿上，哦，我是基督徒。
Our identity as a Christian does not come once a week when we only come to church.
啊，有一些人就是一个礼拜一天的基督徒。
Some people are Christians once a week.
来教会，哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。
And when they come to church, they'll say hallelujah, praise and thank God.
一出门了，在家里就骂人了。
However, once you step out of the church and you're in your own home, you start yelling at everybody.
啊，在车上都发脾气了。
And you start losing your temper in the car.
啊，开车就乱按喇叭了。
And when you're driving on the road, you're suffering from road rage.
啊，一人就回去就一直抱怨了。
And when you arrived home, you start complaining.
啊，跟朋友在一起又跟他们一起讲脏话。
And when you're with your friends, you would curse with them.
哎，那你的衣服在哪里啊？
So we have to ask you, where is your clothing?
主耶稣给我们这件披戴基督的衣服是天天二十四小时要穿着的。
This clothing that Jesus gave to you to put on Christ, you're supposed to wear it 24 hours a day, every day.
没有下班的，没有休息的。
There is no break for you.
这个是我们的身份，很宝贵。
This is our identity.
你觉得自己的身份宝贵吗？
Do you think that your identity as a Christian is
precious? 还是你一离开教会，急不及待的，我就哎呀，不喜欢这件衣服，我要穿上巴比伦的衣服，我要跟世人一样。
Or are you eager to take off your identity once you step out of the church and eagerly put on your Babylonian clothing?
像那个亚干，我们不是学习过吗？亚干为什么害死自己？因为他偷了示拿衣服。
We talked about Achan. Why did he sin? Because he stole clothing. From the Babylonians.
很喜欢跟世界一样。
He wanted to be like the world.
所以我们今天有没有做新人，有没有穿新衣？
And today, have you become a new being? Have you put on new clothing?
你的衣服告诉大家你的身份。
Your clothing, tells others your status.
几个月前我去美国的时候碰到一位弟兄。
A few months ago, I went to the U.S. and I met a brother.
哇，他来到教会穿着美国军队的衣服。
He came to church wearing his military uniform.
啊，他是海军陆战队，非常厉害，美国的海军陆战队。
He was a marine and is quite a prestigious position.
是一个传道人的儿子，他去当美军了，当海军陆战队。
And he was the son of a preacher, and he was in the U.S. Marine.
哇，他一来到教会，他穿着美军的衣服，大家都很好奇。
And he came to church wearing his marine uniform, and everyone was curious.
哇，那大家问他你在军队里面的生活怎么样？
And people's members start asking him about his life in the marine.
哦，因为大家都知道他从军非常不容易。
Everyone knew that he was in the military, and they felt that it was an unusual vocation.
他自己也很自豪啊。
He himself was quite proud of his career.
我这个职业军人，我是要报答国家。
He said, "I'm a professional soldier, and I'm repaying my country."
哇，他很觉得，因为他刚刚从部队，从 military base 从部队直接就去到教会，都还没回家，所以穿着军服。
And he just came from his military base and went straight to church without going home, so he hadn't changed.
哎，那我们今天也是有基督精兵的这个衣服。
And today we also have clothes of fine Christian soldiers.
所以我们要披戴基督。
That is why we have to put on Christ.
穿什么牌子的衣服不重要。
What brand of clothing we wear is not important.
最重要，我们属灵上，我们要珍惜自己这个身份。
What we should do is cherish our identity as a Christian.
那你穿着这个基督的身份，你的行为配不配得这个衣服？
When you have put on your identity as a Christian, is your conduct worthy of it?
啊，有时候你穿着这个制服就做事情、讲话都要小心一点。
And once you put on a uniform, you have to be very careful with your words and your deeds.
啊，因为你代表这个团体。
Because that means you are representing that organization.
那我们今天披戴基督，就代表基督啊。
Today, when we put on Christ, we're representing Christ.
啊，所以我们新的一年要每时每刻披戴基督。
Therefore, in the new year, we should be putting on Christ every second, every day.
但是衣服还不够啊。
The clothing is not enough.
我们还要进一步的。
We have to take one step further.
是有一颗新的心啊。
We have to have a new heart.
刚刚我们加拉太书三章二十七节说要披戴基督。
In Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, we mentioned about putting on Christ.
这个只是开始。
That is just the beginning.
我们看第四章的十九节。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 19.
四章十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
我小子们啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，直到基督成形在你们心里。
My little children, for whom I labor in birth again until Christ is formed in you.
那这个就是另外一个层面。
So here is another situation.
我们知道演员呢，演戏的人呢，他们都会穿戏服。
We know that actors, they will put on costumes.
他们穿那个戏服，他不是当医生的，但是他还穿着医生袍演就很像了。
And when the actor is playing a doctor, he will put on a lab coat to show that he is a doctor.
他演警察，穿着警察服啊。
If the actor is playing the role of a policeman, he will wear a policeman uniform.
他也可以讲警察会讲那几句话啊。
He will also be using the lingos that the policeman will be using.
但是他是演的。
However, he was playing the role.
他只是表面的。
So superficially, he's the policeman.
他里面并没有改变，他只是演给人家看。
But what's inside him hasn't changed. He was only playing the role of a policeman.
啊，那一演完了，导演说 NG 了 ，cut 了啊，他就下班了，他也不会用。这个行业，这个人的思想去生活。
Once the director says cut, that means that's the end of his role, and he can go back to his own daily life.
演的像，并不是真的是这样。
Playing a role that makes him look like a policeman does not mean that he is a policeman.
今天有些时候，我们把我们的角色演得很好。
And today we play our role well.
哦，做个基督徒很简单，每个礼拜六一定要来。
Being a Christian is very easy. We come to church every Saturday.
啊，人唱诗你也唱诗，人祷告你也祷告。
When others sing hymns, we sing hymns. When others pray, we pray.
然后做一点，教会叫你做什么，你就做一点。
And then we do a little bit of work that the church assigned to us.
那这个很好演啊，这个大家都会演啊。
This is a very easy role to play. Everybody can play this role.
但是这个有没有变成你内在的一部分
？However, has this become a part of you?
保罗说，当时基督教，当时加拉太的教会，他们啊。基督并没有在他们心里。
And Paul said that in those days, members at the Galatian church, they do not have Christ in them.
所以他们很容易被人家影响。
And therefore, they were easily influenced by others.
很容易被世界的哲学影响。
They were easily influenced by the schools of thought of the world.
跟着潮流来生活。
And they follow the trends of the world.
啊，别人跟他说要受割礼，他们就哦，那我们也要去受割礼。
When others say that they should receive circumcision, they say that they have to receive.
所以这个基督啊，没有真正在他们心里面。
And therefore, Christ has not truly formed in them.
所以保罗每天为他们祷告。
And for that reason, Paul prayed for them every day.
要弟兄姐妹有一颗新的心。
He wanted brothers and sisters to have a new heart.
这颗心是像基督的，有基督的形啊。
And this heart is likened to Christ to have a form of Christ.
啊，中文这个字叫内化，内化，内在化。
And to internalize into Christ.
哎，这个是关键。
That is the crucial point.
啊，我们过去一个礼拜，小孩子在这边是参加学生灵恩会，两个礼拜前。
For the past week, we have had young children come to church to attend student spiritual convocation.
大家如果有孩子参加学生灵恩会的，应该不难发现这个情况。
And if you have young children attending these student spiritual convocations, you will find this phenomenon among the children.
小孩子参加完七天，留六天之后回到家里，通常会有个改变。
And for 6 days they have spent the time in church, and the seventh day they go home, you will find that they have changed.
因为这七天当中，神的话语大量进去。
Because in these 7 days there were a massive amounts of the word of God in them.
啊，常常一起祷告。
And these children pray together.
很多孩子回到家就变乖了。
And many children, when they go home, they have become very obedient.
啊，至少乖个一个礼拜哈。那个药力可能药力也没有撑一个礼拜就不知道。
Perhaps the efficacy lasts a week, but they were still obedient.
我们说参加完这些重度的、很这个 heavy duty 的，哇，这个回去有改变，但是要我以为是一两个礼拜。
And we say that usually children who attend these kind of intense seminars.The effect usually lasts about a week or two.
但是如果你没有继续的去追求啊，在家里有家庭祭坛啊，读圣经啊，常常来聚会的话。
However, if you don't have a family altar at home where you have services with your children,
过了一个星期之后又打回原形。
After a week, your children will go back to their old self.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常在发起热心、听道理、回到家打回原形，我们都是在常常那种循环当中啊。
And brothers and sisters, we are in a constant cycle where we become really holy, and we have that effect lasting a week, and then we go back to our own self.
因为我们没有内化，没有把神的话语真正成为我们思想的一部分。
This is because we have not internalized the word of God in us, so that it becomes a part of us.
就像加拉太教会一样。
Like unto the church in Galatia.
所以保罗说啊，我愿意为你们受苦啊，好像生产之苦。
And that is why Paul says, I'm willing to suffer for you, like being in labor.
再把你们生下来一次。
That I will once again give birth to you.
因为加拉太教会那个时候就遇到这种苦难。
Because the church in Galatia met with this kind of problem.
啊，教会遇到问题。
When a church encounters a problem.
有人道理偏差了。
And some people have gone astray from the truth.
因为之前没有把基督真的放在心里面。
And because they have not put Christ in their heart.
一下就回去要守割礼了。
And so all of a sudden, they wanted to go back and to practice circumcision.
今天也是一样哦，有一些弟兄姐妹很容易就流失了。
And today, the same for us, a lot of brothers and sisters have gone astray.
为什么？
Why?
因为基督根本没有进到心里。
Because they have not allowed Christ to enter into their heart.
他的心思意念没有改变。
Their thoughts, their minds haven't changed.
虽然做圣工。
Even though they're doing holy work,
虽然表现好像很热心。
Even though they look as if that they were very fervent,
甚至有一段时间参加很多活动。
Or for a period of time, they have attended a lot of activities.
但是那个心如果没有被基督充满，没有被基督改变。
However, if the heart has not been filled with Christ or have not been changed by Christ,
它还是很容易会流失。
Then these members would still be lost.
所以我们要想一想。
So let us think about this.
这个新造的人有没有一颗新的心？
A new being, does it have a new heart?
我们看以西结书的36章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书36章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
26节。
Verse 26.
以西结36章26节，我也要赐给你们一颗新心，将心灵放在你们里面。又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
这里说为什么我们的心还是旧的。
It tells us why our heart is still an old one.
因为有时候我们的心很硬。
Because our heart is hard.
不愿意去被改变。
We refuse to change.
不愿意听神的话。
We refuse to take the word of God.
但是当我们愿意听神的话的时候，
However, when we are willing to listen to the word of God,
再加上心灵啊，这个圣灵的工作，
And with a new spirit in us,
我们的心就会慢慢改变。
You will see that there is a change to your heart.
慢慢软化。
It slowly softened.
这样子我们的思想就不一样了。
And our mind, our thoughts will change.
最近看到一个姐妹的分享。
I've recently read a sister's sharing.
她信主才几年时间。
And she has only believed in the Lord for a short period of time.
她的爸爸信了久一点点。
Her father was a longer Christian than her.
她的爸爸过去这几年身体很差，越来越不好。
And for the past few years, her father's health had deteriorated.
那她一开始对这个信仰有一点怀疑。
At first, she has doubt about her faith.
我说信耶稣为什么信到这样？
And she questioned, why do you believe in Christ that ended up like this?
为什么祷告，爸爸的病都没有好？
Why is it that I pray, but my father's health still suffers?
为什么 我信了都没有得到主耶稣的帮助。
Why is it I have believed in Christ but have not received any help from him?
为什么主都没有医治爸爸？
Why is it that God has not healed my father?
甚至为什么爸爸信了主之后还会遇到这种事情啊？还会生病？
And why is it that my father have believed in God but is still suffering physically?
他心中有非常多的疑问。
She has a lot of questions in her heart.
因为他的心就是用世界的想法去衡量这件事情。
And because she's measuring everything with the same standards of the world.
但是最近她的想法改变了。
However, recently there's a change.
她写了一篇很感人的文字，可能有一些弟兄姐妹在群组里面也收到了。
And she has written a very brief essay, and some of members probably have received this within the group.
在祷告里面，圣灵里面，主耶稣让她想通了。
And in her prayers, God has enlightened her.
虽然我爸爸的病没有越来越好，
Even though my father is still suffering physically,
但是呢，我觉得主耶稣恩典很多啊，他这样写。
But I believe that God has given me a lot of grace, and that is what she wrote.
就像我爸爸这样生病，但是有太太、有女儿、有孙女，这样子全家可以照顾他，我爸爸不是很幸福吗？
And she said, even though my father is suffering physically, but his wife, his daughter, his grandchildren are still with him, and isn't he blessed?
我们都可以全家的加一起。
And our entire family are still together.
爸爸虽然身体是软弱的，
our father may be weak physically.
但是他的信心很刚强，他很乐观。
But he has very strong faith and he's very optimistic.
神在他心里面。
God is in his heart.
啊，那个姐妹也写到她自己。
And the sister wrote about herself.
我不是很幸福吗？
Am I not blessed too?
我可以在爸爸生病的时候一直陪伴他。
And I'm able to keep my father company.When he is ill.
啊，有几个人可以在爸爸生病的时候这样子长期的陪伴？
And how many people can say that they were with their parents when they were ill?
啊，主耶稣给我这个机会。
Jesus has given me this opportunity.
哎，他开始数算神的恩典。
And she began to count her blessings.
啊，在疫情当中，全家也可以在一起得蒙保守。
That during this pandemic, her entire family were together and preserved in peace.
所以他开始感谢神。
So she began to give thanks to God.
那个怀疑慢慢变成。坚定的信心。
Her doubt has slowly become a very firm faith.
埋怨慢慢变成感恩。
And her complaints gradually becomes a thanksgiving.
这个不是别人去勉励她的。
This did not happen because she was encouraged.
其实道理大家都会讲，大家都知道。
We all understand the teachings.
但是有没有真正的进到你的心里面？
But has it become internalized within you?
从黑暗变成光明，从埋怨变成感谢。
From darkness it becomes light, and from complaining, it becomes giving thanks.
这个就是真理，还有圣灵在这里面慢慢的做工。
This is the truth and the Holy Spirit working within her.
环境并没有改变哦。
The circumstances haven't changed.
他爸爸的情况也是很差。
The father is still suffering physically.
但是他的心已经改变了。
However, her heart has changed.
这个就是神要我们做到的。
This is what God wants us to do.
神不希望我们整天祷告，改变我们的环境，拿走我们的苦难。
God does not want us to pray every day, asking him to take away our sufferings and to change our environment.
神既然让你遇到这个事情，
If God had wanted you to encounter a certain problem,
一定有神的原因。
There must be a reason for it.
因为苦难是最好的功课。
Because suffering is the best homework.
人顺顺利利，心思意念不会改变。
If a person is in prosperity, that person's mind will never change.
哎，遇到困难了，思考了。
And in times of adversity, the person would start thinking.
如果这个时候你要听道理，还有在很认真的去祷告。
If at this time you start to listen to the sermons carefully and pray earnestly.
我们真教会是有圣灵的同在是最宝贵的。
What is precious about our church is that we have the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
那改变你的思想。
The Holy Spirit will change the way you think.
成为主耶稣要我们去想的。
And you would become a being that God wanted you to be.
这样子我们都豁然开朗。
And all of a sudden, you will be enlightened, you will be happy.
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
二章。
Chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
腓立比二章五节
Philippians chapter 2 verse 5
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus.
这个就是一个新人需要有的。
So this is what a new being requires.
慢慢你觉得你的想法已经不重要了。
Slowly you will start to realize that what you are thinking is no longer important.
你遇到事情第一件事情会想主耶稣会怎么样想。
When you encounter a problem, the first thing that comes to your mind is, what will Jesus do?
主耶稣会怎么看？
How would Jesus view this?
主耶稣希望我怎么做？
And what would Jesus want me?
而我自己本身的意愿已经不重要。
And my will, my thoughts are no longer relevant.
所以这个就是新，在基督里面的新人。
So this is a new heart in a new being.
我们有这个新心吗？
Do we have this new heart?
第三点呢？
Third point.
一个新人一定有新的心智。
A new person has a new determination.
我们看以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
23节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
以弗所四章23节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23.
又要将你们的心智改换一新。
And be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
这个心智呢，又跟思想又不太一样。这个心智是有点像你的志向。你要做的事情。
This mind is very different, from your heart, and it is your determination of what you want to do.
当你有这种思想之后，你的行为就会有一些改变。
And when you have this thought in you, your behavior will change.
但是你的行为跟你的理想还有一个距离。
However, there is still a gap between your ambition and reality.
啊，你要有一个目标啊。
You now have a goal.
我们在世上的事情也很有目标。
We have a goal in life.
我想考什么大学。
What university I want to get into.
我希望找到什么工作。
What job I would like to have.
我今年的业绩希望可以做多少。
And how much sales I wish to achieve this year.
或者是你有一些物质的目标。
Or perhaps you have some material goals.
这个都是很好。
These are wonderful.
比如说你还没买房子，我明年目标希望可以买到房子，这是一个目标。
For example, you don't own a house now, but your goal is to buy a house next year.
但是我们属灵上有没有心智？
But do you have a spirit or a mind spiritually?
一个人信仰没有志向，他就是原地踏步。
If a person does not have an ambition spiritually, then he is right at step number one.
啊，一年过一年。
Year after year.
有些时候我们信了几十年了，还是这个老样子。
And perhaps after decades of believing in the Lord, we're still at step number one.
为什么？因为没有立志。
Why? Because we have not made a determination.
觉得自己还不错。
We think that we are good.
我每个礼拜都有来聚会。
We come to church every week.
哎，来聚会是最基本的。
Coming to church is very basic.
来聚会是敬拜神，是最基本的。
To come to church and worship God is the very basic thing that you can do.
但是在信仰上，其他的指标，其他的状况。你有没有在进步？
But other spiritual indications or indicators, have you achieved them?
我们要立志，不能一天过一天，一年过一年。
We have to be determined that we cannot experience the same things year after year.
尤其是这个世界那么乱。
Especially in such a chaotic world now.
就是告诉我们主耶稣快来，已经在门口了。
But it is simply telling you that our Lord Jesus is coming. He is probably at the doorstep now.
如果这个时候我们还不立志，不逼自己一点。
If you don't make a determination and force yourself to change,
那我们呢，就会越来越懒散。
Then we'll become lazier and lazier.
人要变懒很容易。
It's easy for us to become lazy.
所以我们要立志。
That is why we have to make a determination.
有新的心智。
We have to have a goal.
好，那从圣经里面，至少我们可以从几方面来立志。
And from the Bible, we can study some aspects or certain aspects of how we can make a goal.
那今天1月1号嘛，有一些人可能也立好几样心智了。
And today is January 1st. Some of us already have a New Year's resolution.
那你有没有为主耶稣立下一些心志？
And have you made some resolutions for Christ?
那我们可以参考几点，又立什么心志？
And let's take a look at what kinds of goals or resolutions we can make.
我们来看哥林多后书的第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to Him.
第一，我们要立的心智是，今年我们要讨神喜悦。
And the very first resolution we should make is that we have to be well-pleasing to God.
我今年过了2022年结束的时候回看，我希望我是一个更得神喜悦的人。
And on December 31st, 2022, when we look back the past year, we can say that we are now more pleasing to God.
我们很努力地去讨好别人生活。
We try our best to please others in our daily living.
讨好老板，讨好客户。
To please our boss, to please our clients.
很怕别人不开心。
We are afraid that people are angry with us.
但是我没有想过神怎么看我们。
Have we thought about God and how God views us?
保罗说，我这个立志就是要讨神喜悦，别的东西我不太管。
And Paul says that I am now determined to be well pleasing to God.
只要神喜悦的，我一定去做。
If it is pleasing to God, I will do it.
神不喜悦的，再大的利益给我，我都不敢做。
And if it's something that does not please God, no matter how much profit I gain, I will not do it.
所以每天我在想神喜不喜悦我。
So every day we should be thinking whether we are pleasing to God.
我们的聚会，我们的崇拜，神喜不喜悦
？Our worship, our services, is God pleased?
我们的态度，对神的态度，神喜不喜悦
？Our attitude towards God is God pleased with it?
我们做圣工的心态，神喜不喜悦
？Our attitude towards a holy work.Does it please God?
还有呢，我们在教会外面的生活，神喜不喜悦
？And our life outside of church is it pleasing God?
其实，只要神喜悦，你的人生你不用求什么别的好处。
As long as you are pleasing to God, there is actually nothing else you should pray for.
一个孩子如果得到爸爸妈妈的喜悦
，If a child is pleasing to his parents,
有时候孩子都还没有开口啊，父母就给他准备好了。
I mean, sometimes the child doesn't even have to open his mouth, and the parents will have prepared things for him.
父母都知道孩子需要什么。
Parents knew what a child needs.
都已经想好了。
And they have thought about it.
但是本来要给你，但是你讨我厌，你这个样子，我看到你就讨厌，这个先收起来。
The parents would have prepared gifts for the children, but if the children misbehave, then the parents would not want to give the gift.
老是让我生气，老是让我失望，我怎么给你
？You are disappointing me. You are making me angry. Why would I be giving you a gift?
所以相反，你逃离父母的喜悦，父母都自动帮你准备好，还拿给你，还问你这个够不够，要不要多一点？
And on the other hand, if you are pleasing to your parents, the parents will give them gifts and would ask you, is it enough?
所以弟兄姐妹基本上不太需要向神求什么工作啦、生意啦、房子啦，这个物质的东西基本上不太需要求。
So brothers and sisters, basically we don't have to ask anything material of God, for example, or a job, a new house, or anything else.
因为神是知道你的需要。
Because God knows what we need.
你只需要求我是不是神喜悦的人。
All you have to pray is ask whether you...
这个就是个励志啊。
This is one way to have a resolution.
但是为什么要先励志
？But why do we have to make this resolution?
那你不先励志好了，这个试探引诱来了，你很容易就讨自己的喜悦。
Because if you don't have this resolution first, and temptations comes to you, then you will be only trying to please yourself.
你看约瑟，他遇到试探。
Look at Joseph when he encounters temptation.
他的祖母要跟他发生关系，要跟他睡觉、
And his master's wife was tempting him sexually.
他如果这样做，他讨到祖母的喜悦。
If he had done what she wanted, he would have only pleased her.
他会成为祖母的包养的一个男仆人。
And he would only become a slave to her.
再来，他如果这样做的话，他得到自己的喜悦，那么他的自己的身体也喜欢这样做。
Next, he would have pleased himself, and his body would have been pleased too.
他是个年轻人，他的情欲发动的时候，就喜欢得到解决。
And he is a young man full of emotions and hormones, so it would satisfy his body.
还有呢，讨好祖母了以后，可能可以平步青云，至少在这个家里的地位得到保住。
And if he had pleased his mistress, then at least in that household, he would have her support.
但是。他决定不要这样做。
However, he decided against all of these.
因为这是神不喜悦的事。
Because these are not pleasing to God.
神不喜悦，我就完蛋。
If God is not pleased with him, that would be his doom.
所以他说，我岂敢做这个大恶得罪神
？That is why he said, "How can I do this great evil against God?"
弟兄姐妹，我们要先立志。你先不先立好志，那个试探来的时候，你再想，太迟了。
And brothers and sisters, we should have this resolution first. Otherwise, when we are faced with temptation, we would fail.
或者生意上面有人给你贿赂，有人给你叫你不诚实，你那时候才说要不要接受，要不要接受。
For example, in your business, if someone were to bribe you, and ask you to do illegal things, and you ask yourself, should I, should not, should I not?
你现在不立志，你当时在想你是来不及了。
If you don't make the resolution now and you think about it at the time, it will become too late for you.
无论如何，我一定要讨神的喜悦。
You should say to yourself, no matter what, I want to please God.
我就算今天我吃大亏，我今天受苦，我都要讨神喜悦。
And even if today I were to suffer a great loss, I would still try to please God.
其实讨神喜悦绝对不会吃亏。
If you please God, you will not be at a disadvantage.
所以这个是我们的励志，这是我们的励志。
So we have to first set our resolution.
再来，我们要励志什么？
Next, what should we resolve to do?
我们看罗马书的十五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书的十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
二十节。
Verse 20.
二十节，我立的志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
20, and so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation.
啊，这是保罗第二个心志。
This is the second resolution of Paul.
他不是立志赚大钱。
He did not determine to profit for himself.
他是立志啊，传福音。
Rather, he was determined to preach the gospel.
啊，还有呢，他要在基督还没有被传过、被称过的地方传福音。
And he wanted to preach the gospel to places where Christ was not named.
那他希望在罗马帝国里面每一个地方都有基督徒，都有基督的教会。
He hoped that everywhere in this Roman Empire there would be Christians.
这个地方他别人去过了，他就不去了。
And if someone had been to this particular town or village, then he would not go.
哎，这个是很大的志向。
This is a rather an impressive resolution.
他那时候还有一个很大的心志。
And in those days, he also had another impressive resolution.
他写罗马书的时候，希望有一天他可以去到罗马。
When he wrote the book of Romans, he said one day he wished to go to Rome.
因为罗马是罗马帝国的首都。
Rome is the capital of the Roman Empire.
那个地方已经有个教会，但是他还没有去过。
That was already a church there, and he has never been there.
他希望可以去教会看一看，勉励一下弟兄姐妹。
He hoped to visit the church in Rome to encourage the brothers and sisters.
但是他更有一个志向。
However, there is another resolution.
我要把我这个 case, 我要把我这个案子，我要呈现在罗马皇帝凯撒的面前。
He had another ambition, that is to present his case before Caesar.
因为当时有人控告保罗啊，煽动百姓啊，传异教。
In those days, someone had accused Paul of preaching heresy.
他保罗说我要上诉。
And Paul says that I want to refute this.
上诉到最后的最高法院就是罗马。罗马的皇帝就是最高法院的唯一的法官。
He wanted to appeal his accusations to the highest court, which is right before the Caesar or the Roman Emperor.
他甚至想说，如果我能够在凯撒面前证明基督，哇，如果这个皇帝也信了主了，那太好了。
And he thought to himself, if I'm able to appeal my case before Caesar and to preach the gospel to Caesar, it would be wonderful.
他的心很大。
So he has great ambitions.
他对神的国啊。心非常大。
And for the kingdom of God, he has great ambitions.
这个没有不好啊，对神的国本来就是要心要大啊。
There's nothing wrong with us to have ambitions in the kingdom of God.
没有教会的地方，我们要盖教会。
If there is no church in a certain place, we should try and build a church there.
没有真教会的国家，我们要传去那边。
If a country has not heard of Christ, then we should preach the gospel.
我们希望更多人出来做圣工。
We hope that more people can offer to work for God.
我们希望大温地区。不单只是第二间教会，第三、第四间、第五间。
And we hope that in the Greater Vancouver Regional District, there's not only a second church, but a third and a fourth.
这个都是一个心智。
This is our ambitions.
但是我们也不用想太远。
But let us not think too far ahead.
从你自己开始。
Let's start from ourselves.
2022年。
2022.
我们的立志把人带到神的面前。
Let us be resolved to bring more people before Christ.
我们只有立志，如果一个人能够传一个福音，一个人来归主。
If we can bring one person to Christ,
一个人一年传一个就好，不用多。
We don't have to do more, just preach the gospel to one person here.
哎，你看教会明年就 double 了。
Then you will see that the membership will double next year.
那一年传一个很多吗？
Is it too hard to preach the gospel to one person a year?
如果卖房子的，一年卖一栋房子会很多吗？
If you are a real estate agent and you sell a house a year, is that too much?
当然不会太多啊。
Of course not.
当然，我们传福音跟卖房子不一样。
Preaching the gospel is very different from selling real estate.
不是靠自己的力量。
We're not doing this based on our own capability.
但至少我们给自己压力。
But at least we're putting some pressure on ourselves.
你有压力，你就每天为传福音的事情祷告。
If you are pressured, you will be praying about preaching the gospel.
你有压力，你就整天会在想我怎么样传，我可以跟谁传。
And if you're being pressured, you would at least be thinking every day of to whom you're going to preach the gospel.
你有压力，你就会去跟进，去 follow up.
And if you are pressured, you would try to follow up to the person you have just preached.
我们今天呢，什么压力都有，但是对传福音就没压力。
And today we have all sorts of pressures, but we don't have the pressure of preaching the gospel.
哇，做教会圣工很多压力。
Doing the work of the church, we are pressured.
上班很多压力。
And to work, we are very stressed.
孩子很多压力。
And we have also stressed out about our children.
但是有没有为传福音给自己一点压力？
But have you given yourself some stress?
哎，我今
over preaching the gospel.
2021年都过去了，我今年都交白卷。
2021 has passed, and we have handed in a blank paper.
有没有带人来信主？
If we bring one person to Christ.
好了，不要说有小成功性的，有没有传福音，有没有布道会，有带人来。
Let's not talk about the result of preaching, but have you even preached to one person or bring one person to Christ?
有时候很惭愧。
Sometimes we fall short.
我们跟人家介绍生意啊，跟叫人家来我们的公司、推广自己的业务，但是没有推广福音。
And we would recommend our company to others or recommend a job to others, but we have not recommend Christ to anyone.
没关系，我们立志。
But that is fine. Let us now be resolved.
2022年，我们要对那个没有开过口的、没有传过的人，我们要传主耶稣的喜信。
In 2022, we should preach the word of God to those we have not preached to before.
每天为他们祷告。
We pray for them every day.
早上接到一个从东部来的电话。
This morning we received a call from back east.
一个老人家打电话给我。
And a senior called me.
他打来问候我。
And he called to ask about me.
新年快乐。
And wish me happy new year.
我也希望他新年快乐。
And I also wish him a happy new year.
我说安迪，我听说你的女儿终于受洗了。
And I said to this elderly sister that I heard that your daughter is finally baptized.
她说是啊，感谢主啊。
And she said yes, thank God.
她女儿五十几岁。
Her daughter is in her fifties.
她女儿来教会也几十年了。
And her daughter has been a truth seeking for a few decades.
小时候因为这位姐妹的先生反对，所以没有让这个女儿接受洗礼。
And when the sister's daughter was young, her husband did not agree to the daughter being baptized.
但是这个妈妈没有放弃。
But the sister did not give up.
常常叫她女儿陪她来教会。
She often asks her daughter to accompany her.
你要陪我嘛，你陪我。
And she also often tells her daughter to keep me company.
女儿也很乖，都常常陪妈妈去教会。
And her daughter was very obedient and would often bring her.
但是就是不肯受洗。
The one thing that she refused to do is to be baptized.
但是妈妈还没有放弃，一直为这个女儿祷告。
But the sister has not given up hope, and she prayed for her daughter every year.
当我在东部的时候，每次灵恩会也是给她表啊，后来我都不敢给了。
And,
这个好像很尴尬，每次要逼人家这样。
When I was back east, during spiritual convocations, I would often give her forms, and after a while I stopped because I felt like I'm embarrassing her.
妈妈的祷告。
But the prayer of a mother.
我问她为什么你女儿这次想受洗，已经受洗啊。
And I asked her, why is it that your daughter agreed to be baptized?
她说，感谢主啊，神的时候到了。
And she said, thank God, God's time has arrived.
我就跟她讲，你自己好好想一想啊，趁着还有机会。
And I said to her, I said to my daughter, while you still have time, you should give this a good thought.
就是这句而已，没有多讲。
That's all she said and nothing else.
趁着还有机会。
While you still have the opportunity.
这句话打到她的心里面去。
And this phrase moved her.
好，那这一次我要受洗。
So she decided that she wanted to be baptized.
这是一种神的感动。
And this is the way God moved her.
你永远不知道神什么时候在感动你身边那个人。
You'll never know when God will move the person around, beside you.
但是你要立志把握机会。
But at least you should be determined to seize the opportunity.
所以在基督里面新造的人。
Therefore, being a Christian, of a new being.
New creation in Christ.
Being a new creation in Christ.
有新衣。有新衣。
You have a new clothing.
有新心。
You have a new heart.
有新智。
You now have a new mind.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
250首。
250.